This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Parole for an 85-year-old Heber Springs man serving life in prison for killing his wife is being sought by the woman's children. Etheridge Bill Carter was convicted of the 1994 shooting death of Shirley Carter. He's being considered for release under a law that allows parole for inmates with an illness expected to result in death within a year and that requires care not available in prison. Prison and parole officials declined to describe the illness. Shirley Carter's daughter, Laurie Inslee, told the state parole board yesterday that she fears Carter could still hurt her and her family. Carter told police that his wife shot herself, but in a 2003 clemency petition, he admitted he shot her to stop her suffering because she was sick. Well, another small earthquake rattled central Arkansas last night. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake had a magnitude of 3.6. No damage reported. More than 1,000 quakes have hit the region since September. However, the rate of earthquakes has really slowed since they stopped two injection wells from operating. An injection well is one that uses pressure to shoot drilling waste back into the earth. Last night, the Southside School Board hired an Alabama coach to lead its high school football program. Superintendent Roger Rich said the new man is no stranger to the area.
We hired an impressive young man. His name is Kenny Simpson. He's been working in Alabama. He's a Harding University graduate. He and his wife both love this area and been working in Alabama for the last 7-8 years and has been a head coach at a 4A school there and had some success. We're looking forward to him coming this way and having success here at Southside.
Southside Superintendent Roger Rich, who said he'll be visiting with the administration of Simpson's High School in Alabama to find out how soon Simpson can be released from his contract. Simpson replaces John Johnston, who had served as Southside's first football coach and only coach since the program began in 2006. The school board was under some pressure to change leadership of the football program, which had gone over 2 years without winning a game. Johnston, a popular figure on campus, will remain with the Southside Public School System. He'll remain the head track coach and also take on special assignments for the superintendent's office. Results of the autopsy of 2-year-old Harley Davidson, who was found dead in the family's refrigerator at Deschutes in Independence County, is not being made public by prosecutors. Police were called to the Bufford Street residence on November 14th of last year. Prosecutors say at the time of death, a male friend of the child's mother was caring for the child while the mother was at work. They have charged that man, 26-year-old Jesse Holloman, with first-degree murder in the case. The child's body was sent to the Arkansas State Crime Lab for a determination of the cause of death. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.